In Hindu mythology, animals often play a very significant role. They are either the vahans or the vehicles for the gods, or they carry some deeper symbolism and meaning. In this episode, we will look into crows, or as they are called in Sanskrit, kak. Let's begin with the story of the origination, which is found in the Agni Purana. It goes like this. Kashyapa is one of the most revered sages of India. This Kashyapa was the son of Marichi, who in turn was the son of Brahma. So basically, Kashyapa is Brahma's grandson. It is said that Kashyapa had two wives, Diti and Aditi. From Diti, the demon race was born, and from Aditi, all the gods originated. Therefore, sage Kashyapa is the father of both gods and demons. However, this sage Kashyapa had another wife named Tamra. She had many daughters, and her firstborn daughter was Kaki, who eventually became the mother to all the crows that were born in this world. So this concludes the story as to who their mother was and their origination. Moving forward in the story, do you remember the symbolism which is attached with crows in our country? Some associate it with sins, some associate it with death and souls and afterlife. Well, these associations are not just random ones. They do have some storyline and some context from the Puranas which back them up. First, let us look into the story of how crows came to be associated with sins. This story has been taken from the Shiva Purana. Long ago, the king of Kashi had a daughter named Kalavati. She was a great devotee of Shiva. In her youth, she had received the Shiva Panchakshara mantra as a result of her devotion. Later on, this Kalavati got married to Dashara, the king of Madura. The king was a known sinner. After their marriage, whenever he tried to touch Kalavati, he experienced unbearable heat. He was always surprised and once asked Kalavati the reason behind this. She responded by saying that this was happening because of his sins and because of the fact that he's a very unrighteous person. The king felt very ashamed and decided right there and then to destroy all his sins. He requested Kalavati to help him. Kalavati then took him to the sage Garga, who was known to have divine powers. The sage made the king stand in the waters and started uttering some very powerful mantras. Slowly, the sins started coming out from the king's body. And those sins were shaped in the form of crows. Most of these crows flew away, while some of them fell on the ground with their wings burnt. Seeing this, the sage Garga said that all these crows were the volume of sins accumulated in the course of the king's innumerable births. And it was after this particular story that the crows were connected as the symbol of sin. In fact, it is only after this story that crows also got associated with the religious activities which are carried out after one's death. Let's listen to the story which is narrated in the Uttara Ramayana. Once, there was a king named Maruta. He performed a sacrifice named Maheshwara, where Indra and all the other gods attended. Hearing about the presence of various gods at the sacrifice, Ravana also decided to visit that place. Seeing Ravana there, many gods got frightened and they simply fled from there, assuming the form of different birds. Out of them, Yama, the god of death, escaped in the form of a crow. It is said that he became very happy with this bird post this incident. He gave them a blessing that in the future, whenever human beings worship their pitars or forefathers by offering them rice, it is the crows who will have the right to eat that rice. Since then, crows have become the representatives of Yama, the god who is connected with the passing of living beings and taking them to the other worlds. As a result, the crows came to be associated with religious practices related to being carriers of the human soul to the other worlds. When it comes to crows eating rice, which is offered to our forefathers, there is a very interesting take in a very contemporary book called Aghora by Dr. Robert Subodha. This book states that when rice is offered to the departed soul within days of their death, one needs to watch that rice very closely. If crows are standing around it and not having it, then it means that the departed soul has a message to give to people who are his relatives or friends living on earth. It might be as simple as asking a friend to take care of his children. In this scenario, one needs to bend down to the rice ball and say very softly, as if one is addressing to the rice ball itself, "Please come in my dreams and tell me what you want." Very often, the departed souls are said to come in their dreams within a few days and give the message that they wanted to.